Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rose Wallen with the Emery County USU Extension Office and Steve Price with the Carbon County USU Extension Office. Coming up on September 21st, they are going to start doing classes on, you know, how you take care of your gardens in the fall, what things you can start getting ready for next year, all of those great things. And this is going to be a monthly series that'll go all through the fall and winter months. They will take December off, but we're going to talk about what they've got coming up for you in September and October, and then give you all the information that you're going to need if you're interested in going to either of these classes. Rose, Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
You guys had a really big response to these last year, and is that kind of what made you decide to, let's go ahead and do them again? Ro, let's start with you. What did you hear about them?
We had a lot of people showing up this last winter and into the spring. Really good response, had a lot of fun, and hopefully people learned some things about gardening.
And you know what? It's one of those things that was this year maybe a little bit better than last year for outdoor gardening and things like that? And maybe Steve, you can handle this question because of the weather or the water situation. I mean, I know that we talked before and it was kind of strange. The growing season was kind of strange, but did it seem like more people did more this year than they did in, say, last year?
I think that may be the case. I think a little bit of some of the supply chain issues, getting kind of the seeds that you want or the cultivars you want, were a little bit more of an issue last year. And you're right, our spring was a little bit wild. But I don't know. I feel like overall this year, there's a new challenge every year, but I feel like it's been a good year for gardeners.
I always base off what happens as far as what my father-in-law does, because last year he didn't plant anything and this year he planted stuff. So I'm just assuming that more people decided, you know what, we're going to get back to it this year. And that's kind of what the feeling you got as well. All right, so let's start off with September 21st. This is going to be preparing your garden for fall. And Ro, what kind of things are people going to learn in this seminar?
Okay, so it's really just ways. I think sometimes people get tired by the end of the season and just sort of give up. But if you can keep holding out just a little bit longer, there's lots of things you can be doing now that'll get you into better shape for next spring. So we're going to talk a little bit about what to prune, what not to prune, how to clean things up, maybe a little bit about really getting everything, what to fertilize. Now's a good time to maybe get on top of some weeds and things, problems that you may have had before they turn into a bigger problem next year.
And you know, I always kind of pick your guys' brain when you come in. I pick your brain. And I was talking with Steve earlier. Maybe there are some people out there that are thinking about it. It's not necessarily a garden, but is right now, this in the fall, is that a good time to maybe throw down some grass seed if you've got bare spots in your yard or things like that? Is that one of the better times?
Yeah, absolutely. When it's a little bit cooler, it can work really well.
And then as far as making sure water stays on it and those kinds of things, of course, you just kind of do it until it finally gives, I guess you say.
Yeah.
All right. So, Steve, I'm going to let you talk about October. And this was about bulb planting, you said. And that's really the time that it all starts with those kinds of things, is it not?
Yeah. I kind of think about bulbs being gardening for ADHD. You can go out, plant all your fall bulbs, takes a couple hours, and then you can forget about it. And then spring, you have a nice surprise as everything breaks. But yeah, and really that time of year is a good time to put those in. I mean, there's a slew of different, very common, fall planted bulbs that we'll talk about. Maybe some that are a little bit less common, but they're beautiful and they're just a nice thing to be able to do as you're wrapping up and kind of looking forward to spring.
All right,
seeing those come out.
Here in our area, what is probably one of the most popular bulbs that people that plant them always plant them?
Daffodils are my favorite, but
yeah.
I think tulips. You know, also there are vegetables too. Garlic is a bulb that needs to be planted in the fall. There are other things that you need to plant.
Uh-huh.
And really, With our water situation, sometimes we have a little bit more water, you know, occasionally snow in the winter and in the early spring. So those kinds of plants are using the water when we have it a little more readily.
So those are all great things. And that's in the October class. And then you'll have another one in November. Keep posted for that one. And then you guys are going to take December off because it's such a crazy month anyway for most people. And then you'll start up again in January. Now, if anyone is interested in seeing the schedule for these classes or finding out how to sign up for them, where do they need to go? What do you guys need them to do?
You can give us a call. Either of our offices. You're also, we have it posted on our Facebook pages. It's USU Extension / Emory County or USU Extension / Carbon County. We've got flyers around.
You can also find it directly on Eventbrite.
Okay, I was going to say, is this an Eventbrite thing that you go to? And do you guys try and cap these, or are you just really just trying to get a head count for them?
We're trying to get a head count, but we do have a limit on space. Okay. So we're going to be doing this at the USU Eastern Campus. It's in the Reeves Building, room 122. But we do have a limit on how many chairs. We actually reached our limit a couple times last year, so I'm trying to get in there early.
All right. So once again, this is September 21st. What was the time again?
It'll be 6 to 7:30.
6 to 7:30, and make sure you get on Eventbrite, hold your space, and then just get ready, because these are great. This is great information to get out there. People always probably call and want to know the answers to these questions, so you might as well put this together and have them come in and talk to it all at once and get all the information out there that you can.
And usually it's really just a lot of fun. We'll stick around and answer your personal questions, but it's a pretty relaxed, it's not like school, just a fun way to chance to talk about something that you might like anyway.
All right, there won't be a pop quiz or anything afterwards?
No.
All right, perfect. Once again, we've been speaking with Roe Zwollen of the Emory County USU Extension and Steve Price of the Carbon County USU Extension. Big classes, lots of fun classes coming up to get you through your fall and winter months. And if you've got any questions, you can give them a call at their offices, check out their Facebook page, or just hop on eventbrite.com. Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E. Ro and Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks
for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.